You see, at that time, as I told you, not too many other companies interested in these integrated circuits. Only TI and Westinghouse bid on the Air Force contract. So the Air Force was interested in the integrated circuit not because of small size or economy, but they wanted to build this Minuteman. It's a missile. My work was involved in that. At that time, the Air Force gave some contract to TI. They want to build this RBAM for this Minuteman program. That was around 1960. They built a circuit first, a complementary circuit for their RBAM output. At the output circuit, if you don't want to use transformer, you have to use complementary circuits. So then TI said they can build the PNP and NPN on the same monolithic substrate. As it turned out, the way TI made it, it's a four-layer structure. It's a PNPN structure. But once you have radiation, that will trigger it. So they just couldn't pass the radiation test because Minuteman is for space application. So then my boss, he came back and told us he wanted to get some business away from TI. And that's how we invented the lateral transistor, lateral PNP transistor. That's the most important patent for when I was with Westinghouse. That time, I was using it for RBAM, but now the lateral transistor uses almost all the analog-type circuits. So you need only three layers. Using the same structure as an NPN transistor, and then you can build a PNP side-by-side using the N diffusion, both as the emitter and as the collector. I can, on the same chip, I can use NPN, and I can side-by-side, I can have a PNP. That was is not so widely used. Even today, in almost all the linear circuits, you will find there's a we call it lateral PNP.